Recording.
Okay. If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Show at 935.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
Men of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
I know everybody gets like really jealous of the mug. You can't get this mug. This mug was sent by a listener.
No,
there's an unfortunate thing happening. The E is where I sip, and it's like, my gorgeous, full nigger lips have like,
what the fuck?
They've disintegrated. See, like I could just like the E letters.
Oh god, no! You need to like, glue that back in place.
That's a decal.
A decal? What? Oh, a decal.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Decal.
Yeah, these are all decals. I need to like. We need to like.
But they're like. They survived the washing machine though, or the dishwasher. Yeah,
the washing machine.
Really? They survived.
I will. You know what? It is a machine that washes. It's perfectly valid to call it a washing machine.
Well, they haven't survived my nigger lipping of the fucking.
No, Alex is like groaning. Is this the dumbest thing I've ever said? No, it's a fucking machine.
Well,
it's a washing. It's a dishwashing machine.
That would probably not
survive the clothes washing machine, but it survives the dishwashing machine.
Is my wife just like an organic washing machine as opposed to mechanical? I mean, we are machines, right?
Well, she can do both.
She's an organic. That's a great thing. Women can do both. She's an organic Swiss Army housekeeper.
I mean, it's actually kind of a ripoff if you think about it. Like, you got a dishwashing machine, clothes washing machine, clothes drying machine. These are all things that one woman can do.
Why can't I put my dishes in the clothes washing machine? It's the same principle.
Well, if you have a woman doing, if you're clothes washing, if it's just a woman that does it, then it is the same machine.
That's true. Got me there.
Yeah.
No, I just remember. Yeah. I need to take.
Yeah, I got a great dishwasher and clothes washer. Washes both.
Well, you're supposed to say washing.
It's just a girl.
It's a washing machine.
Washing.
You
yeah.
Put
that's
an
what you
R
say
in
if
there.
You live in like Southern New Jersey or mean, Philly. Washing.
Yeah, you got to go with a hard R. You can't just you can't
washing,
just be like.
Yeah.
You can't just be saying the A. Need a hard R in there. That's how everyone knows you're real.
Or you can't even do like an O, like washing. You know, like, that's how you actually pronounce it. Washing machine.
Washing.
I like washing machine.
Washing.
You use water in your washing machine.
Water.
Or no, is water the same accent?
It's where it's sort of starting to blend in the tidewater and then like whatever the hell Virginia
tidewater.
Is supposed to. Tidewater. Because it's like the tidewater is like spread to like Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Balmer.
Yeah. Water is 100% South Jersey. Like water.
That whole region of the country has got some fucked up weird accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, unlike where you live. Yeah, people talk absolutely normal there.
We just have Southern accents down here.
Yeah.
It's like the lower half of the country all speak this
but
way.
But you don't have a Southern accent. You sound like Nick Cage.
Yeah, not anymore. I mean, I can lapse into one if I can code switch into one if I feel like
oh,
it.
Oh, God, the code
you should
switch.
Do it more often. Just for giving us that flair of authenticity. Yes. Authenticity. That's what we're about, right?
This guy is intentionally doing original accent. That's how you can tell it's authentic.
Well, I lapse into a New York accent all the fucking time. It's not on purpose, though. I do it. It's genuine when it happens. It, like, literally.
Well, I generally do it if I'm around somebody who has the same accent.
Right. You probably do it naturally when Southern. I found myself almost doing it. If I talk to Southerners, I'll like start to like slightly adjust. I mean, you feel fake if you catch yourself doing it, but it's naturally how people do it.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to be careful with that.
Because, you know, people go to Britain and they come back sounding like a douchebag if they go there for like a couple years. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? But yeah, I guess.
Speaking of Britain land, so Sven has no idea who Jeremy Clarkson is, which I thought was kind of surprising.
Well, I've heard of the Top Gear. That's who that is, right? I've never watched the show, so I don't know the guys by name. I saw the meme.
Yeah, I've never really. You'd have to remind me who that person was. But yeah.
Well, the other night I was watching Randbot, And somebody like, this is the annoying thing about these stream shows. Like, somebody sends you a dollar in a link, and the link was like just like a long ass clip from Top Gear. And I'm just like, ugh. It's like, I came here to hear Randbot, not what his fucking audience members think is interesting for a dollar. But it was actually kind of funny. Like, they were all like, the one, like the dumb little hobbit looking guy, like he was creating like bug out vehicles, and the other two were like showing up with like weaponry of increasing intensity to like blow up the things that he built. It was kind of funny, but it's at the end, it's just like they basically had like this big giant tank, and then they did some kind of drone airstrike. And I was like, all right, like, basically, this is why you can't beat the West at like warfare. And I was like, fuck these fucking kikes. These fucking UK,
is this,
fucking NATO fucking...
From recently?
I don't know how old the clip was.
Oh, Top Gear's not been around for a long time.
Oh, really?
I think that,
didn't know that.
Yeah. I think that they had to finally cancel Jeremy Clarkson is what may have happened.
Oh, interesting.
Which, I've got a clip here of them being racist.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've got the clip right here. Let's pull this up here so we can let's go.
You're talking about Jimmy Carr, right? Or am I blowing this? Am I blowing it up?
Oh, I didn't fix the, hold on, I gotta fix the Brave window in OBS. For some reason, my Brave thing in OBS is always looking for a window that doesn't exist. And there, Mike's in there now.
Oh, so. I've seen this guy before.
You gotta let it go all the way to the end, because there's a punchline to this.
Oh my god, it's a minute
later.
39. This is worse than a ding on Randbot's chat. This is McNabb.
Yeah, we have to do a minute 39 of someone else's content?
McNabb, wow, you gotta send me a dollary do for me to play his content? If I'm going to get copyright struck by the BBC,
yeah, I mean,
I at least
want
a dollar.
I send a dollar now for this. Yeah.
And I don't mean Canadian or Australian. Real US FRNs.
Perhaps. Listen, have you ever wanted a Mexican sports car?
Yes, I have.
Well, it's good news because there is one, and here it is, and it's called the Tortilla.
It is not called the Tortilla. What is it called?
I can't remember. It's something a bit...
So you just made up the name of the Tortilla?
Yes, I did. I've forgotten.
Why would you want a Mexican car? Because cars reflect national characteristics, don't they? So German cars are sort of very well built and ruthlessly efficient. Italian cars are a bit flamboyant and quick. Mexican cars just going to be a lazy, feckless, flatulent over the leaning against a fence asleep, looking at a cactus with a blanket with a hole in the middle on as a coat.
It's interesting because they can't do food, the Mexicans, can they? Because it's all like sick with cheese on it. I mean,
refried sick.
Yeah, refried sick.
How much is this Mexican sports car?
The refried Mexican sports car is...
I love refried sick, by the way. That's the thing, like... We figured out their technology. They can all go now. My wife makes
that
refried beans.
That feel when,
beans,
like, Ribong say you can't do food.
£33,000.
Yeah, right? the full English breakfast. What do you say? It was £33,000? It's too heavy for a sports car.
£33,000.
That isn't enough. No, I don't know. It isn't enough because that's been somebody's paid for that to be developed and it's got to be shipped over. It's... That's 800 quid for the car, there.
Well, you say that, though, but they do say in their blurb it's got rack and pinion steering.
Wow, it's got steering? I'm sorry, but just imagine waking up and remembering you're Mexican.
That'd be brilliant. It'd be brilliant because you could just go straight back to sleep again. Oh, I'm a Mexican. I got all of it.
Oh, I'm going to do all day.
That's why we're not going to get any complaints about this, because the Mexican embassy, the ambassador, is going to be sitting there with a remote control like this. I'm in Mexico. They won't complain. It's fine.
So wow. He makes a joke. About
how old is that clip?
2011. That's how recent it was. But he makes this that, joke right? Very in there, if you caught it, about the Mexican ambassador being pissed off. He's like, nah, he's not going to be pissed off. He'll be sleeping
well,
the whole
that's
thing.
Actually true. Like, no, I guarantee they weren't canceled on behalf of any actual Mexican. There was, if the cancellation was on the behalf of like Jews and like in Jannies. Right, like you're not supposed to ever joke about other ethnicities because you know, yeah.
Well, in India, I gave the game away. In Britain, like in America, think about this: they make fun of Mexicans because there's distance between them and Mexicans. Here, you might get in trouble for a bit like that, particularly if it was prime time.
Oh, okay.
However, if you were to make fun of Indians or Pakis or something like that, or Muslims over here. Yeah, people have been doing that for a long time. It's only recently that people making fun of Indians has actually started getting some crackdown from the officials. But if you were to do it there, like in 2011, if you were to make fun of Indians and Pakis, you'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they have, because again, they have them in greater percentages or greater quantities than we do, and that's also like their colony where like Mexico is supposedly like, you know, that's where they get their brown labor, where we get, you know, we get it from everywhere now, but you know, they have the relationship with that country, we have the relationship with Mexico, blah blah blah. But yeah, like in America, I think in 2011 you would get some a bit like that, you would get some shit. But if you did a bit like that about Pajits, you probably wouldn't. No one would give a fuck.
I mean,
but over there, you get a lot of trouble.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed sitting here laughing at it because you should just be allowed. This shouldn't be a big deal. You should be allowed to do this. You should be able to like make fun
yeah, no,
of
we're like, it's funny how surprised we are at how, just how actually like blatantly fucking racist it is.
Well, it's not even. It's just like it's true. Like you look at a bunch of fat, like people's experiences with boomers is like they're fat, lazy, or they're gang members. So it's like you should be able to like, just make a joke about it because you feel better than them. It's like I don't care if it's punching down. It's like fuck you.
Some of the Mexicans hustle, you, like, though. You ever seen Tejano's roof tiles up to the top of the roof?
Yeah.
No, they do sloppy work, but they, you know. I think it's because they just want to go back to bed right away. They're like, all right, you guys, it's done and quick.
But, like, I don't need to give them credit. I can make fun of the fat, lazy ones.
Nah.
There's plenty of fat.
But, nah, like, you, no, one, no, no one most, of them, are. Well, the other thing is, which is funny because they seem to not, maybe they don't have as much firsthand experience. It's not even the laziness. It's the fucking blank, like, dead-eyed fucking, like, just, like, completely vacant. Like, no, nothing there. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Their face is just like...
Well...
Like, there's just nothing behind...
Just
there's nothing
big,
there.
The big question is, like, what harm is done by something? Like, the answer is there's none harm done by saying stuff like this.
No.
It's like, if you... The only harm that can be done is because you're trying to get Mexicans to take over this country. So it's like, fuck off. Maybe they'll be stopped by banter. I don't know. Somehow I doubt it.
The only harm is that you don't want white people getting comfortable talking about other races in any way, shape, or form other than being deferential to them, right?
What are we doing here?
Now, how much, in the meantime, think about this. How many comedians in both the UK and America could sit there and do a whole bit about, imagine waking up and being white, like, and having, like, a stick up your ass and, like, not being able to dance, not being able to do athletics, and being a fucking loser, boring guy, you know?
To give you a little context, this clip, they are in some jungle Asian country. I think maybe Burma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Was this Bridge on the River Kwai? Is that what this is from?
Just watch.
That is a proud moment. But there's a slope on it.
Yeah, right. It's definitely higher on that side.
Wow.
We decided to ignore the slope and move straight to the openings.
Basically, he just set back like the South Pacific. Like,
it's kind of, I'm detecting a bit of a slant. I think I see a slant over there.
At least they didn't use
on that bridge.
Didn't use a zipper. That's good.
Yeah, zip that up. You need to nip that one right in the bud, right? Nip that. Get, look at that. Kind of, see that slant. Just nip it right in the bud. I hate for there to be, you know, like a chink in this.
I just think they want white people to be getting in trouble. Is it just because
they want... It's kind of funny that, isn't it? How Asians, they're, in English, a lot of their slurs translate to like a minor error.
Yeah, right.
Right, like a chink, a slant, slope. Like, or I guess a slope could be good if you wanted one, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
This like your position.
What surprises me is this was not that long ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago,
so
you could make racial jokes.
Was Jimmy Carr one of those three making fun of Mexicans?
No,
he wasn't there. So who, no. Yeah, I've seen all those comedians before. I wouldn't necessarily be able to name them by name, but I've seen all of them before.
Well, so what is this? The Guardian. This is just like they're keeping track of British comedians getting in trouble. Like at the bottom of the page.
This was just funny to me because they joke about the Mexican bastard.
At the bottom of the page is like Stephen Fry shelves filming in Japan after atomic bomb jokes outcry. So
Stephen Fry's a kike.
That's kind of a bad taste.
Well, that's because he's Jewish. See, that's the difference, right? Like, just making fun of Mexicans for being like kind of fat and lazy and dumb is one thing, but I wouldn't joke about like nuking hundreds of thousands of them, like incinerating them, you know? Like, but Stephen Fry, the fucking fat, filthy Jew, goes and just makes fun of the Japanese for getting like fucking fried, like incinerated, you know, hundreds of thousands in one fucking fell swoop by like the most evil government on earth. You know, he goes, that's a laugh riot to him. You know, it's not even like, you're not even making fun of Japanese for like something that's funny to make fun of them for, right? You're making fun of them for getting like getting holocausted, basically, for just getting genocided. It's like, ha, 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 funny. It's like, hey, aren't you a Jew? Now, and you know this Kike Fry, you know he'd be flipping out of his fucking gourd if anybody were to make a Holocaust joke. So fuck him.
Isn't he gay?
He's a fag. Yeah,
what's so lucky about the unluckiest man in the world?
Oh, hey, Guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
That's not him, incidentally, but that's an amusing assemblage of superstitions.
He got killed by a horseshoe.
Yeah, well, this man is either the unluckiest or the luckiest. Depends which way you look at it.
But something like he's had more operations or accidents or anything. Well, bear in mind, claims direct things than anybody else, and he's still alive.
Yeah, bear in mind.
So I guess the unluckiest man alive is going to be, or the luckiest man alive is going to be the guy who survived both.
We're after places and countries and things beginning with H. Mm. So that is about... And if I tell you his name, this may help. His name is Tsutomu Yamaguchi. I say is. He actually died in January 2010. At age 93. So he lived a long time. So he wasn't that unlucky, you may say.
So where's the H there with the H?
Yamaguchi would suggest he came from...
Holland.
Harwich.
You can do better than that.
I'd have said Japan.
Japan. Could have come from now think of a place in Japan that begins with H.
Okay. Hiroshima.
Hiroshima. Right.
Was, he
I mean,
was,
the guy said Hokkaido.
Bomb landed on him and it bounced off.
No. He was in Hiroshima on business when the bomb went off.
Yes.
He was badly burned. He spent a night there.
He went to hospital in Nagasaki.
The next day, he got on a train, bizarrely. Which shows you that even though the atom bomb fell, the trains were working. So he got on a train to Nagasaki.
Because nukes are fake.
And a bomb fell again. He was celebrated. He became a sort of hero, but only in his 90s. It was official.
Huh? Yeah.
I've heard of this guy because he got bombed twice.
Yeah. So I guess that he makes a joke about this.
He lived
somewhere.
Both times, so good for him. Congrats. I mean, I guess it's like kind of funny, but just because it's a Jew, I'm just going to still say fuck
well, I
you.
I don't know. There's another, that clip's only half over, so I don't know.
So let's make fun of the Jew. Well, how about now let's do one. I got one, Pry. I got one for you, Pry.
I don't know if he eventually makes
it. I got one for him. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, I don't know if he ever makes a joke. Actually, I forgot what I was going to say now. My point was going to be, like, because he's a Jew, he didn't, like, lose that show. They had to, what they did was the BBC or whoever, yeah, BBC, like scrambled to find a different Asian country to film in. They left Japan. They, like, apologized profuse. Oh, did I just lose Mike? Did he freeze?
He does appear frozen.
He is frozen.
He's not interjecting.
He's offended that I made the "you interrupted me" face. Now that's his.
Finally, we can do some real content.
Now he's going to be like, "You're gonna miss my interruptions." Now I'm going to leave the call. My internet's going to shut down. This is Mike's revenge. Yeah, so I guess that's the difference, right? Like, what happened with Top Gear after they apologized profusely and did all the bits that they're supposed to do? I mean, the show's gone.
I don't think it really hurt them. And I was struggling to remember. Jeremy Clarkson, I think he eventually got fired, right?
I'm looking.
Saw that show. I think he got fired. I think everybody else went elsewhere.
Steve Coogan. I'm a huge top fan of Top Gear, but this time I've had enough. Steve Coogan attacks. You've seen this shitty actor, this fucking loser.
That's right. He got fired because he punched the fucking producer.
Oh, so he didn't get fired for making fun of Mexicans or slopes? Okay.
No, of course not.
That's interesting. Well, I'm pretty sure that, like, Stephen Fry, as according to this, because I was reading this thing here, atomic bomb jokes. Abruptly shelved plans to film in Japan after forthcoming BBC series following an outcry over jokes made on his quiz show about a man who survived both atomic bombings. He was supposed to go to Japan to film Planet Word, and so they just went somewhere else because he was getting threats. The BBC, ambassadors, they all apologized profusely. But as far as I know, Stephen Fry still has a... I mean, has he been knighted? Is he like Sir Stephen?
Right.
Sir Stephen Fry? Can you say... Is that offensive at this point? Can you be Sir Stephen Fry? So how do I gotta get like back on the call here? See what happened.
So, apparently, these guys actually do have good taste in food or something. Food is very important to them. Because Clarkson was suspended and fired by the BBC after a fracas, when he punched Top Gear producer Oisin Timon. What the fuck is his name? The incident occurred after Clarkson was told there was no hot food available after a day of filming.
That's fucked up.
That is messed up.
You need some refried
chicken. Imagine not having hot food available.
Huh. Mike Enoch unavailable. I wonder what happened. I don't feel like working if he's not going to work.
I mean, I could get Meraki over here.
All right, he says his internet
went out. Me and Meraki could do a show.
He says his internet went out. He'll be back as soon as possible. I guess I won't complain about being interrupted anymore. That's what I get. Now the show's fucked up. Now your head is floating in both windows on the screen. I don't know if you can see that. Perhaps I can. There. Everyone can look at my Brave Water Fox and QuickBooks. It's like the island of misfit icons, programs I don't use anymore. I don't know what we were going to do. I forgot. It was something else I was going to make fun of. Shit, I had a thing I was going to make fun of. I want Mike here for it. How do we pass the time? We'll just pretend that this is like an interruption for the free fags. Like on the paywall version of the show, like I'll actually edit this out so they don't have to sit through being bored. You know what I'm saying? Like that'd be a pretty good gag. Like this is, hi, go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Select the thing. You can go to my Odyssey channel as well.
So
you're a car fag. You watch the show a lot, right? I've never seen it.
I used to watch it quite a bit. That was sort of a tradition, like because all of us were in the cars. I was big in the car scene, and we would watch this pretty much every new episode.
I'm trying to find your account on Post because I saw that meme you posted.
That meme is fucking great. That's what I was looking for.
Trying to get it here, McNabb. There we go.
That is one of the funniest fucking memes I have seen in a long time.
So you've got the who's the little guy? Looks like he does look like the Bilbo Baggins from.
That's Hammond.
Native, and it says under him, Native Britons, swarthy and hobbit-like, they are the Aboriginal inhabitants of Britain. They're of middling intelligence and naturally subservient to their betters. Pretty good. And then you have the guy. Then you have like in the middle is the guy that's like he's like dime store Stephen Fry. He's kind of big with like a jiggly chin. But he's not Jewish. Who is it? What's this guy's name?
I don't know. Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson. Celto-Germanics. Descendant from various pre-Norman invaders. They are brutish and stupid and have yet to master even the English language. They tend to be unruly and antisocial, but easily manipulated. I feel like he doesn't reflect any of those traits.
No, he's kind of brutish.
But is he stupid? Does he trouble?
I'm going to call him stupid.
Is he easily manipulated? Does he struggle with the English language? I just don't see these things about him. Maybe it's because of the British accent. He strikes me as very well spoken because he's speaking as I think Borzoi said, like a Shakespearean fucking air. And then the guy with the long hair.
Yeah, that's James May.
It says French/Normans, a small minority, almost identical to the average Frenchman. They have ruled England since the 11th century. That triggers people, right? I imagine like real Anglos, not me, are like really mad about that. And they've preserved their existence by creating the British class system. They include the nobility and every Briton who ever achieved anything of note. Oh, soon to be canceled by Indians and Pakis. That's pretty good. That's pretty fun. I like that. Let's see.
Well, what are we going to do now?
I'm going to call Mike again. It's like when you got a show to do, it's like he's going to talk too much. You don't have to bring anything to talk about. And you bring up all these things you want to talk about, and he's not here. It's like, what the hell? Mike Enoch's still on the bill.
I've been reading Kevin MacDonald, and I'm going to have a lot to talk about with Kevin MacDonald at some point, but I'm still reading it and, you know, taking notes and things. Processing what Kevin MacDonald is trying to get across.
Like Jews bad, right? No, it's Jews.
What he's sort of doing is like,
oh, you're reading the individualism of Europeans or whatever. What is that book called? I can't remember.
I can't ever get the title right. It's like Liberalism in the Western Tradition.
Yeah, I think that's it. Return to Tradition. There's Mike joins us again. in Loma.
Yeah, it might kick out again. I have no idea, but like, whatever. My internet just died. It happened yesterday around this time too. I don't know what the deal is.
So now I
can't, hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Why can't I move you guys around?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we switched places. Whatever.
This is like once again, like Microsoft has fucked with how the fucking UI is on this stupid app of theirs, and now I can't manage it the way I want to.
Now, how long has it been since you guys moved off the Stephen Fry thing? Because I have something fucking funny. You might have already done it.
Go ahead.
I have a good answer for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what about all those Jews that like moved between like 10 different concentration camps? Why don't we do the same bit about that? Like, here, we've got, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you could do that same bit. Like, oh, there's this Jew. Like, I'd have to look it up. But I know there's, like, one at least that was, like, he was very famous. And he was, like, moved between literally, like, 10 different camps that were all, like, supposedly death camps. It would be better if I had his name to mind. So he'd be like, oh, why not this dude? Who's he? He was in Bergen-Belsen. And we could even do, like, the problem is you could do, like, Otto Frank or Eli or Elie Wiesel or something like that. Like, if you want to do a famous one, like, what about Elie Wiesel? This guy, you know, he put us in the ball pit. Yeah. Went from this camp to this camp to this camp. He survived all of them. Survived all these death camps. You know, I wonder, like, what would Stephen Fry start getting angry about that? Would you get in trouble for that?
Is that a ball pit over my face?
It's bubble. It's balloons. Pardon me.
Yeah, something like
those
that.
Those are balloons.
So we're just in the ball pit now. Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
Oh, all right.
No, it's a balloon pit.
Oh, Windows, thank you. I definitely dragged that to the top of the screen because I wanted it to maximize the whole. Not because I wanted it near the top of the screen. I wanted it to be the entire screen. You know? I love Windows gestures.
That's good. That'll work.
And we're back to the tent.
Give Windows.
No, I'm in the balloon pit.
He's in the balloon pit. I'm in the balloon pit.
No, you're in the balloon pit too. You're both in the balloon pit.
Tent. Wait, no, I'm nobody's in the balloon pit as well.
Nobody's in the tent. Laura Loomer's in the tent.
What if I really confuse Skype by like turning on like a background for myself? Like put myself in like change background.
I wonder if that would just I can barely breathe
in this balloon pit.
No, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything.
My nose is like barely above the level of the balloons.
Can I move you around? No, of course not. I shouldn't be able to
drag you. It's sort of funny. I'm looking at myself and like this.
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the Free Fag Edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Look at this. Wait, see here. Watch. I'll make my microphone appear and disappear. See? If it doesn't touch my shirt, which is the same color, it disappears. As soon as it does, it pops into view, right?
Oh, that's a good one.
There. Oh yeah, I could use some cupcakes.
There you go.
Some birthday cake.
Happy birthday. Alex, go back down to where you are. You're like a little kid. Anyway, this is like visual, so we should go back to doing nice.
These are visual gags. I think that would be a great if Stephen Fry were doing this and I was like one of the comedians on the panel, which would never happen, but if it were, I would be like, well, forget him. What about, you know, Otto Frank and Frank's dad? This guy survived like 10 gassings.
There's a tin up there. Who's in there? She put her little astronaut friend in there.
I have an astronaut?
Let me see. I'm just typing in. Okay, here we go. Here's the guy you want to talk about. Literally, I have a fucking article right here that you can bring up. It was on the BBC, no less. This is something that Stephen Fry should have joked about. If he's going to joke about that guy, you're going to want to joke about this. So it was so funny.
Oh.
This is on the BBC from October 2015. Just bring that up rather than mess with the stupid fucking, like, put us at a TE bar or whatever.
I don't want a fucking account. BBC.
I would like to be at a bar. I haven't been to the beach in forever.
Yeah, I would love to be. I would love to be at a beach bar right now, actually, rather than doing this and talking about the same things.
The man, that's the thing. We'd be talking about the same thing. The man who the man who survived 8 Nazi death camps.
Yes. So let's talk about him. That's even luckier because the guy that survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki only survived 2 things. This guy survived 8 Nazi death camps. So a Holocaust survivor who cheated death in 8 Nazi concentration camps in World War II to recall his experience 70 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. What is this guy's name? We arrived at 12 o'clock at night. It was dead quiet and frightening to look at Chaim Förster. That's his name, Chaim Förster. Well, it looks like he was not first or second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh or an eighth. Chaim Förster.
What's his name?
Remembering his first.
What was his name after the war? Is that his name before or after the war? Because they all changed them.
Yeah, no, I think his name after the war is Chaim Förster. Yeah.
Chaim 6 millionth.
Or Kame. Is this pronounced Kame?
I think it's Chaim.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's Chaim.
Whatever. Because when it's like, when it's, yeah, see, it's Chaim Weizmann or Kame Weizmann, whatever. Whatever. Everyone knows a name, Jewish name. You could see from a distance there are flames coming out from four chimneys. I didn't realize that this was a crematorium. He had arrived. Now, that's another question. Like, from whence would you see, wait, first of all, it just says the notorious death camp. I guess that since Auschwitz was mentioned in the previous paragraph, the implication is that.
Notorious, sorry.
Oh, sorry. So now my question is, this is something for analysis. Could the UC four chimneys on a crematory roof from any vantage point in Auschwitz? Is there any vantage? It's possible you could. I'm just saying, is there a vantage point from whence you could actually see four chimneys of crematoriums in Auschwitz? And also at the time that he was there.
What time? When was he there?
That would be another question. At the time when he was supposedly there. So Mr. Förster, born to an Orthodox Jewish family, raised in the Polish town of Sosnowiec. Mr. Förster was 17 when war broke out in 1939.
So from between 43 and 45 is when he's being shuffled to these camps. So it's possible he was there during the Crema 2, 3, 4, 5 era.
Yeah, but again, during the
chance to see all four of those running. Like they were almost never all four running.
Yeah, I'm just curious if they're – well, the question is also how many chimneys – I believe that they only have one each.
Right.
So, like, as far as I know, Cremas 2 and 3, which are basically identical mirror images of each other, like, they only have one chimney, I think. Each of them only has one chimney.
Right.
There might be, like, smaller – so there might be – there's one big chimney. There might be, like, smaller other ones on the roof there. But anyway, point being, is there any point, particularly from the railway station, could you actually see four chimneys? If you couldn't, then he's lying. Period. Like, he's lying.
Oh, here we go. He remembers the infamous shower room and the prisoners who were sent there. They put us all into a block, all of us, one particular large block. Then, the following morning, a selection of that block went into the shower room. We went to the shower room. It's the same shower room that other people went in and the gas came in. But we got the water that came down and we washed ourselves.
Okay, so
what year is this written that lies still? 2015? Has it not?
2015.
I mean, the shower room's not even in Schindler's List, and that's from, like, 1994, 1995.
Well, shower room is in Schindler's List, but it's actually a shower.
I know, it's a shower. That's what I mean. There's no shower gas. Yeah. Like, that's just a
bugaboo. The funny thing about this is that the problem is that they have is that so many of these Jewish supposed survivors and witnesses say this very same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can find this same story, which is I went in and was to the room where I was supposed to be gassed.
Right.
And I got water instead of gas. Now, this leads me to think
that
perhaps...
Turns out it was a sauna. I wanted to be gassed, but it was a sauna. They were literally pampering us.
Right.
And then Dr. Mengele came and got me. He saved me from my imagination.
Well, my thing is, what this indicates to me is that there were probably rumors rampant amongst the Jews that, you get gas when you go in there. They're telling each other this story. And so they all now come out and they tell the story. But then when it comes to – but there was no apparatus that they ever found for pumping pressurized poison gas through shower tubes out shower heads into a room. They've never found any apparatus that was capable of doing that. So that's fake. And so if that was a story, then that would be fake. So they had to come up with this bullshit – Zyklon B thing, because they found they did have Zyklon B, they did have this, blah, blah, blah. Of course, no mesh con. We know the whole thing, right? If you don't know the whole thing, then you should go back and listen to some shows, find the videos on Odyssey and BitChute where we do this in depth. But we could do it again at some point.
Oh, my God, I have to read this quote. I cannot stand...
Of course.
Prisoners were being summarily executed from day to day, and the very morning after he arrived, Mr. Förster himself was rounded up with a group of fellow inmates expecting a similar fate. But just as he and the others were gathered together, the camp was liberated. This is him talking. All of a sudden, the American planes were there, and all the German soldiers ran away.
Well, that never happened either.
I was going to, like, I don't think it happened that way.
No, and, it didn't happen after, that way because it was a Soviet army.
He's not done. And after a half an hour or an hour, an American tank drove through the gates and the soldiers were shouting, "You're free, you're free." It's just stunning, the lies these people come up
with. But that's not even what really
I know, it's just a complete lie.
Oh, so here's what it is. Here's the missing element here. It says, in the spring of that year, with Germany losing the war, the Nazis accelerated the program to liquidate Jewish prisoners. As a result, listen to this, as a result, Mr. Förster was among a group of prisoners who were marched across Germany to another notorious death camp, Buchenwald. So that doesn't make any fucking sense. So maybe he's talking about, because the Americans did liberate Buchenwald, so-called liberate,
but
right?
But it's not a death camp, right? They gave up on that, didn't they?
Buchenwald was not a death camp.
No.
They don't say it was anymore. They claim that that was where some of the shenanigans with human skin was going on, but that's all bullshit. But they don't claim Buchenwald was a death camp, so that's an error. Buchenwald is not a death camp. Additionally, now Buchenwald was captured by the Americans.
Right.
So that might be what he's talking about. But not with planes, with tanks. They went in there with troops on the ground. They did not, and maybe he saw planes overhead. But the idea that at Buchenwald, so then I guess he's saying that he was marched across Germany to Buchenwald, where then he was supposed to be summarily executed. But just as that was going to happen, then the American planes came and he was saved. Yeah. That's just nonsense. That's just bullshit. If he was going to be liquidated, why didn't they just liquidate him in Auschwitz? Additionally, why did they send him? Auschwitz was apparently his seventh stop.
Wow.
Apparently that was his seventh stop. And you know, it's funny, there's an audio tape with Robert Faurisson where he's debating this cuck. He's not Jewish. He's like a white cuck. He's like some kind of Nord named Anders Mikkelsen. And Anders Mikkelsen is basically asking Robert Faurisson to justify why it was that there's all these people getting shipped around to all these different death camps and going this way and that way. And he's like, well, I don't know. His answer was good. He's like, I have no idea why. He's like, look at any bureaucratic structure. You're going to see shit that's fucking stupid and doesn't make sense. But like, no one denies that happened. So I don't have to, like, that's just a fact. Like, we can speculate on why the Nazis did that, but I have no idea.
Right.
But, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I look how he thought that was some kind of own.
Okay, let's not talk anymore about the Holocaust and the dead Jews. Let's talk about a live Jew for a change.
Well, this guy lived. Well, is he still no, alive? That's all. No, then we can just talk about the Holocaust all day if we're going to talk about Jews that are alive.
But no, I want to talk about one in particular.
Okay.
Did you hear that there was some election fraud recently?
Oh, yes.
Massive election fraud by tech influence. Yeah.
So is that what she's claiming now? I saw that she was saying
interference is the specific phrase that she's using.
So, all right. I saw a picture of her from Telegram this morning saying, I will not concede.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, I think you mean I will not convert, which was very, very funny, humorous content there. Very good stuff. Very, very good jokes. But that's funny that she's doing that, because if you look at what I saw, let me see if I can find the.
I'll read you her quote here. I'm not conceding because I'm a winner, and the reality is the Republican Party is broken to its core. What we have done here tonight has really honestly shocked a nation. We have further exposed the corruption within our feckless, cowardly Republican Party. We are losing our country to big tech election interference, she said as tears streamed down her face. And I am pleading with the Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously, because the American people deserve representation.
Okay, so basically she wants to steal money from people. Also, how much
did they put into this fucking
It's also just kind of laughable that, like, you're asking like the criminal to, like, heal thyself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, bring yourself to – like, this is a feckless, like, corrupt, cowardly thing. Like, please, like, stop being all those things. It's like – no,
right.
They're not going to stop being those
things. I've got the results here of the 11th congressional district in Florida.
Florida.
So she's lost by 6,000 votes. So Daniel Webster is the winner. He got 43,470 votes, 51% of the vote. She got 37,000 votes, 44%, and then some guy, Gabriel Soriano, got 4,000 votes, which is 5%. So,
Oh, she gonna claim that's the spoiler that kept her out of office?
Well, no, because she's claiming fraud.
Yeah.
She could bitch at this Soriano character, but even with his vote, she wouldn't have won.
Oh.
It wouldn't have been enough.
Of course.
The other guy got 51% against two contenders, so he got more than half against two people. So if it was, you know, who knows that all those 4,000 votes would have even gone to her.
That's true.
And this other guy, and I'm wondering what this other guy's agenda was. Was he some kind of, like something? Maybe this guy's like a COVID tart or something. I don't know. I have no idea who this guy was or what he was about. Never heard of him before.
Is he like a based Cuban? No, that's not really a Spanish.
Yeah, I wonder if he's like another. Yeah, but if I feel like anybody who is like a fringy candidate like that would be just throwing their weight behind Loomer. But it doesn't really matter who this guy is. It's like, who gives a fuck? But yeah, so he lost.
Oh boy. Patriots of America. A day would come when socialist or communist rule prevails, when the practice of our God-given rights and liberties are to us a heart-wrenching memory, and to our posterity an ancient legend. But not on this day. This day we save America. So that's from his campaign site. United States Strong, it says. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought maybe someone was using that kind of rhetoric against Daniel Webster, because if you look, Webster has been the rep from that district for, I think I've seen that fucking guy before.
Wow, yeah, he's 73.
Well, Webster's been the rep from that district since 2017, and he was first in Congress in 2011 with the 10th district from 2011-2017 numbered. So this is another gerrymandering story here. So it's Daniel Allen Webster. This is from Wikipedia. Born 27th April 1949, American businessman and politician, serving as U.S. representative for Florida's 11th congressional district since 2017. A member of the Republican Party, first entered Congress in 2011. He represented the 10th district from 2011 to 2017, numbered as the 8th district during his term. So it could very well be like the same district or substantially the same district.
Yeah.
It's just been gerrymandered so much.
Well, I wonder if he would give me a job. He's worked in the family air conditioning and heating business forever. I have an HVAC certification. I have universal cert.
Yeah, he's an HVAC guy. But it's sort of funny. It's like, imagine like claiming it was like a victory of socialism or something. Like, I highly doubt Daniel Webster is like a socialist.
He was born in Charleston, West Virginia. That's fucking interesting. Yeah. Not very far from where I live now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this guy is just a basic bitch, like totally milquetoast, middle of the road Republican. That's just like whatever. But yeah, it's funny. Constituency 8th district, 2011 to 2013, 10th, 2013 to 2017, 11th, 2017 to president. And he's going to be the 11th again because he's not running. There's no one's going to run against him in the general. There's maybe some token Democrat, but they're not going to get any votes. You know, it's like basically it's a done deal at this point. He's going to be the congressman. And it's sort of funny because it's like, I wonder what the map of those districts looked like over those years where they changed numbers. I mean, how much gerrymandering has been done to keep this fucking guy, to keep that place like deep red, you know, because I guarantee you there's like communities of blacks or like Puerto Ricans or Cubans or something. Not, well, Cubans would be voting Republican, but communities of you know, libtards and or people of color, like kind of adjacent to this district that would be not so deep red, but like the district that Laura Loomer ran in,
I see
in
what's kind of
2020 was the, I believe, the 22nd district. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but it was a libtarded district that was, as I said earlier, represented by this woman, Lois Frankel, who's a Jew. And as I said, you know, Jews, funny enough, unlike butt goys, are just too smart to actually vote for Laura Loomer because she got BTF vote in that election. But that was the general where she was running against a Democrat, because I don't think there was another Republican running in that district. I think it was just her against a Democrat. Democrat won in a total blowout because, again, if you're a Jew, you don't need Laura Loomer. Lois Frankel is a libtard, but she's just as Zionist as Loomer is. You don't need – and her election campaign that time, hilariously, was 100% running on the fact that she's a more staunch Zionist than Frankel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was her campaign. Her campaign was like, I voted, I want to censor, like, Ilhan Omar, and Lois Frankel, like, doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, Lois Frankel voted with Ilhan Omar on this. And, like, yeah, the Jews in Palm Beach, like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. Like, this woman votes, I mean, it's like, what's her voting record on Israel? What's Lois Frankel's voting record on Israel stuff?
I mean, what are you going to vote harder for Israel than Lois Frankel? Like, I don't think you can do that. So it doesn't matter. Like, and then plus the Jews have a clean Jew candidate. They don't need Laura Loomer and all her stupid baggage. So whatever. So she goes up against this butt goy Daniel Webster and loses. Whatever. I mean, and the funny thing is people would say this is the point I was going to make on prep, but I'll make it now. People might say, well, Loomer, like coming close in this district is like a validation.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Of, you know, quasi-white nationalists or white nationalist adjacent ideas like immigration control and such like that. But I would say, no, that's bullshit because, A, Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016. He didn't come second. He won.
Right.
And I guarantee you, everybody that voted for Daniel Webster also wants so-called immigration control and all that shit. Like, the people that voted for Webster, would, if you said, let's kick immigrants out, they would be like, yes. Except for maybe some of the business owners who need employees or something like that. But generally speaking, you know, so it's just, it's like you're not, all you're doing is attaching a clown show to these ideas. Yeah. You're attaching like a fucking lolcow Zionist, like, extremely weird and ugly person idea.
Well, that fits her entire support base. Like, they're also a clown show. Yeah, they're just fucking,
they're just a bunch of jokers. I mean, some of the pictures movement. I've seen coming out of that campaign, I'm like, dude.
It's an entirely lolcow movement consisting of including just like, mestizos that supposedly are anti-immigration that get like arrested for child porn. It's just like right. That. That's
whoa, whoa, they probably planted that child porn, dude.
Okay.
I mean, given the record of the America First movement, those are benefits of doubts I'm also not willing to extend.
Like, yeah, the record of that guy's like DMs that have leaked beforehand, like, sorry, like, I don't think they planted it. They probably just saw his DMs. Like, he was
arrested for that.
Yeah. He was the adult terrorizing the child.
Well, allegedly. Apparently this was not uncommon for members of this group to pick out underage girls and start.
No, they have what was that? They have an entire fucking like ideological discussion about it, about afibophilia and age of consent.
This is the pro-afibophilia movement, right? Yeah.
That's also just what brown people do.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Not like us.
Yeah, basically, but, I was saying that the other day, like this Beaner that they picked up, like. If he wasn't a member of America First, nobody would have cared about his pederasty because it's just like the mill for them.
Right. They're just literally like they, that's one thing you could, that's one thing those fucking Scottish guys for neglected to mention, or English, whatever the hell they're right. Neglected to mention. I think some of them are Scottish. Neglected to mention about these Beaners is that they like start having sex with their cousins at age 12. Like, it's just what it is. Like, they look, hey, don't blame the messenger. I'm just telling you, this is what happens.
I know.
Yeah. That's just how these cultures are, man.
Yeah. How old do you have to be to drive that car? We have an age of whatever.
Well, consent is not really a concept in this. It's like, it's my 12-year-old cousin. Okay, I'm just going to have sex with them. I mean, I'm speaking
I just,
as if I were
I had here. This conversation earlier today with somebody about how in white societies, see, we do things like punish rapists. In other societies, they make the woman marry the rapist.
Yes, I mean, we do things like also punish, frankly, like incest. And incest rape, incest child rape is really frowned upon. I mean, that's like a definite...
Frowned upon. It's
I
like
mean,
the
at
one,
least it...
It used to, until like maybe last year, it was the one thing that everybody agreed on, like you should just be allowed to lynch somebody for doing it. I mean, now it's like an LGBT, like the plus is there now. The P is for plus. It's pedophile. Right. It's getting a bit, there's a little bit of pushback on that, but it used to be up till a couple of years ago. Like that was an agreed upon value by everybody in America, no matter what fucking party or whatever you were affiliated with. It was like, yeah, somebody gets caught like raping kids. Let's just kill them. Why do we have to send them to prison? Why do we have to put them through the court system? Just kill them.
Well, I can't actually condemn all of South America on this, because as Stryker and I were talking about yesterday, the Argentinian government has finally rounded up this Jewish child rape cult that they've been trying to get rid of for 30 fucking years.
Oh, good for them.
And the U.S. government literally kept going down and interfering in their local domestic political, literally criminal justice issues.
The U.S. government?
And preventing it.
The U.S. government was sticking its neck out for Jewish rapists? And so, are you sure?
If you don't,
this sounds anti-Semitic. Did you make this up?
But this is like wild. So this is something called gotta get a paywall and listen to yesterday's strike. And like the first hour was, I was kind of not feeling great, but once we got into talking about this, you know, we were doing live research, finding more and more about this thing out. It's called the Buenos Aires Yoga Club or Yoga Society or something like that.
Did they lure children into a shower room?
Yes, there was that kind of stuff was going on. They were definitely luring kids into rooms, and maybe showers were involved, maybe not. A lot of different kinds of things were going on. But the leader was named Juan Perkowitz. That's the guy's name, the leader
Jesus
of it.
Jesus Christ.
And they had arrested them. Now, this group had been raided by the Argentinian police 300 times, and there were parents that were complaining that their daughters had been kidnapped and tortured and brainwashed by this cult. It was literally a cult. And like two different times, like congressional delegations from America went down to investigate it. And then Congress people like put resolutions on the floor that were voted for, like condemning Argentina for anti-Semitism in one case and anti people who like yoga sentiment. Like in 2009, two fucking butt-goy congressmen, one of whom is black, this guy Adolphus Towns, that's Adolphus with an E, which is like, I've never seen that before, but whatever. Adolphus Towns and Tom Lantos, two butt-goy congressmen, sponsored a resolution like condemning Argentina's bias against like yoga enthusiasts in like going after this thing. As if like there's not just like yoga clubs that are just actually doing yoga and getting left alone in Argentina. This was literally like a fucking child sex cult, and there were pictures. In fact, we didn't see any of the pictures. We didn't show any of them, but there was one picture that was didn't have any sexually explicit nature, but there was definitely a party with grown adults and children that were not clothed. Thankfully, much of it was blurred out, but you know, it still accidentally it came up in the browser. And you know,
I want to make like Pizzagate jokes with like Mexican food, but it's not Mexico; it's Argentina. So I don't even.
It's Argentina, and the government was trying to do something about like, it. Is this for like 30 fucking years? They finally busted them.
It's like Quinoa Gate, Comet, Ping Pong.
Well,
quinoa.
Here you can is that call Argentinian? It. You can call it. There's a name you can call it, which is you can call it Domingo Gate, because they somehow roped in Placido Domingo as one of their marks. And so all of the news in America is about how Placido Domingo,
the singer,
who actually is not. Yes, the singer who is not implicated. They were targeting him. And so because of like messages that they exchanged with him, they cracked the cult. They cracked this fucking Jewish sex ring wide open. And he's not getting charged because he was just like being targeted by them because he got a bunch of Me Too shit because he's like grabbing girls' tits and asses and shit because he's like a fucking greasy med that's like a singer, whatever, who cares? But like, so they were targeting him, and then like because of that, they were like wiretap. I don't know. It's a very complicated story. We went through all of it yesterday. I don't need to go over it again. People can listen to that show if they want to hear like 2 hours going through this issue. But the point is, in America, all the headlines are about Placido Domingo. And none of them are about these people. If you search Juan Perkowitz on Google, and you will get just headlines about this guy. And they don't go into any of the fucking shit about Congress going down to defend these people over the years. Like NPR had an article, Washington Post, New York Times had articles about this. None of them went into the fact that Congress people were going down to defend these fucking kikes. You have to go to Spanish language papers to find that stuff, which is what we were doing. So it's just like. So I can't actually – but now remember, Argentina is white. Argentina is significantly whiter than Mexico. We can leave it at that. Yeah. I know people have problems with this. But yeah, no, it's pretty white. Relative.
I think even Mexico is whiter than you think because we're all just exposed to like the El Norte.
Well, they're sending the worst here.
Well, the El Norte is where like all these weird like mestizo beaners are, right? I mean the Indio.
Yeah, right at the border is where you're going to see like the worst of them.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
I mean, yeah, look at like Vicente Fox. Like, he's just like a WAPO white
isn't
man.
Isn't he like
that,
isn't
you know?
He like Lebanese or something weird? Like, are there a bunch of Mexican elites that are like they have total like foreign ethnicities? But the Mexican race is like the cosmic race, so that you could just, it's like a proposition, like if you want to be in a Mexican elite, you can be anything. I remember,
as long as you're brown.
Yeah, it's like slightly ambiguously tan, like you're yeah, you can be Mexican.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he might be. I mean, there's a lot of Lebanese, a lot of Palestinians down there. I don't know about Mexico, but I know generally speaking, like the president of fucking, what is it, the president of El Salvador is a Palestinian.
Based.
He actually, I'm not saying he's totally based, but like he puts on a based persona. You know, he like he plays at being based in his public persona. Whatever, the president, what is it, president of Peru was like Japanese for a while. Like they have all kinds of weird racial stuff going on in South America.
All right, it's but, like Vicente Fox. I remember there was some prominent like Mexican official who was like,
I wouldn't surprise me at all. They have got, dude, Israel managed to dump a lot of fucking Arabs down there too.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, so, that's why that's why they have that, what is that Mexican recipe? There's another piece of technology we cracked.
Oh, it's like a falafel taco like blend, the cosmic foldable
it's
dish.
It's
full of vomit. It's got cheese.
Like cosmic sauce. Sick with cheese.
Yeah. Well, this has like pineapples. Like they couldn't use the usual.
That's the show title.
They couldn't use the usual, like lamb or whatever they would use over there. So they were just making it with whatever was available. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, it's like beef or
al pastor. I think
goat.
It is. I think it's called al pastor. And it's,
I'll bet you that like Middle Easterners have a taste.
Yeah,
for, like,
dude,
goat.
Al pastor is like it's prepared on a spit, like you know, like Turk fucking gyro stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that's okay. What they
so
got.
So it's probably what do they call it? Donor meat, which means just like whatever.
Al pastor,
the donor kebab. It's just like yeah, it's just whatever. Whatever animal would donate its meat. I
seasoned
guess.
Marinated pork. The name translates to shepherd style, which is derived from the origin of the cooking method.
But I can't believe Muslims would eat that.
Well, like I said, this was... it's Lebanese. The original Lebanese people immigrated to Mexico.
Must
and
be
brought,
Christian.
Lebanese people immigrated to Mexico and brought with them their famous cooking method, lamb shawarma. It's nearly identical cooking method of the Lebanese lamb shawarma and is... A vertical spit roasted cooking method, and but except they use pork and they
okay.
I think it was like pineapple juice in it or something. Yeah, enchilote.
That sounds actually good.
Oh, it's fucking great. If you've never had
lamb
like,
or pork,
if you've never had tacos al pastor, I highly recommend. I tried to make it before. Like, I mean, again, you know, you crack the code. It's extremely difficult to understand like Mexican recipes where you just throw a ton of spices in so that it hides the rotten meat taste.
Yeah.
It's very
and if
difficult.
The meat's actually fresh, then it just is really good, you know?
But al pastor is delicious.
Dude, but meat is getting fucking expensive. I'm, you know, in America, it's like, forget about it. Chicken is like ridiculous. Even chicken, which is like not supposed to be expensive,
man.
Is like actually getting ridiculous.
I'm on this page with all these different pictures of like refried sick, and it's making me so hungry. Look at that. That looks so good.
Yeah, that's not really tickling my... That looks better than the previous one, yeah.
That looks so good. Look at these.
Like, in order for something to look appetizing, it has to be right more than brown slop. That doesn't really do it for me. I need, like... You need, like, colors.
It's a good carne asada?
That might taste good, but... What's that?
Like you have to decode their you have to decode their recipe. The carne asada, it means cooked meat. How will we ever learn this without having a bunch of Mexicans in our country? There you go.
I should like the pollo asado. I should like one.
Oh, you want it
lemonade?
Oh, I don't want the foils for.
Looks fucking.
This
good.
Is like,
see,
yeah,
I need like in order for it to look appetizing to me, there's got to be like a garnish, like a colorful thing on it.
Like,
otherwise, it doesn't.
This
it's
is
just
the,
like brown sick. I'm like,
this
whatever.
Is the conspiracy theory gordita. It keeps like the chemtrails out of your fucking.
Oh yeah, yeah. That gordita is absolutely not going to be. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no fluoride in that.
No.
That looks so good.
Like,
what is it?
I should like the mochaco beef and the shredded pork. I should like one lemonade. I should like a basket of chips. Yeah, no one remembers that.
What did you call the show? What did you show the show? Call the show Cosmic.
Cosmic Sick with Cheese?
Cosmic Sick with Cheese. Yeah, that sounds good.
But yeah,
I guess
it reminds me of.
That means puke in English, I guess.
Yeah, in English, in British, that means like throw up. Yes,
it's like pissed. Like being pissed is like you're not angry, you're drunk. You're also
you're
not
drunk.
Taking the piss, you're not. You're not relieving yourself. You're making fun of somebody.
Yeah,
you're like doing. You're making jokes. It's like it's we need like an
that
English
one's
to
easy
English
to pick up on context. All these Englishisms or Britishisms, you can pick them up from context. It's just we don't talk like
the one that I can't really. The one that bothers me the most, the Britishism, is pulling faces. It's just you're just making faces, making funny faces. You're not pulling anything.
Pulling face is pretty
nothing funny. Is being pulled. It's like stop it.
Well, your facial muscles are.
Like, I guess so, but it's like is it all pulling? Like I don't know. That one just always bothered me.
Yeah, pulling faces. Yeah, cunt.
Yeah.
Right. I gotta get off.
We're getting close to fall and Halloween time. I don't know if anybody wants to watch this Jewish body horror, but I found a clip of Laura Loomer after failing in this election.
Oh, it's the one on Bang. Like, I have it right here.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
The game is.
All right, let's see.
Vote for a Jew.
Oh my God.
The game is election.
That face, man, especially in that high resolution footage, is really.
Oh,
something.
My God. It's so bad.
What? I don't have high res.
She looks like a fucking Muppet.
We are losing our country because of big tech election interference.
All right.
Dude, she's so whiny. Like, this is the thing I remember about this broad.
Yeah, go ahead.
How come she's got a microphone, but you can't hear her?
Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously.
Oh, there we go.
Please. Because the American people deserve representation. And that's why I ran for Congress in 2020. It's why I ran for Congress in 2022. And it's why I'm going to keep fighting for all of you. I'm never going to.
What? Oh.
Oh, my God, dude. She's so
I thought she had a nose job to fix that.
Well, dude, do you remember what she looked like before the plastic surgery? There wasn't much that you could do. And now afterwards, her face is like a paper white mask of evil. It's does it hit Uncanny Valley territory or has it crossed that valley into like Inhuman? I don't know. I mean, she almost looks like her face almost looks like the iRobot faces from like the Will Smith movie.
Is this even funny
combined
anymore?
With like Saw?
I have a crisper, higher res video, and it looks like body horror to me.
No, I know it's terrible. You should like just dub that her saying that over like the Saw puppet, like with his mouth moving, it just as a funny gag.
I also stick choices I got here. It looks like a blow up doll's mouth has been attached to her.
Everyone, stop! I just thought of a.
Can you send me a link to that?
I just thought of a new name for Laura Loomer. Do not call her Laura Loomer. Her new name is Saw Goodman.
Nice.
Going with Saw Goodman.
Saw Goodman. Sorry, memeing that. She'll never be able to get away from it because it's too funny. It's too viral. But yeah, like, the funny thing is I don't know which one of you, it wasn't me, it was one of you two, said she looked like the guy from Saw offhandedly like a couple years ago, and it's just stuck, and it's actually like widely used now. Like, that's another meme we started.
You're right.
And I think it might have been Jesse. I don't know. Because that's your kind of joke. But, like, yeah, I think it was you. I don't know. But that has stuck.
Yeah, I remember harvesting the drop and then hitting you with it without unannounced.
Yeah, no, we've been doing that for years. And like, it's taken off. Like, everybody says that. People that have no idea where it came from have been saying that. So, yeah, it's an old Saw by now.
Yeah.
Goish. Sorry about that.
Alex, is your video different from the one that I just played? Did you put it in the chat?
I put it in Mike's chat because he was asking for it. I could.
Oh, okay. I kind of want to just see because that was all broken up because of the internet, so I didn't get to quite see it. I kind of want to really, her face is so disturbing, dude. It's almost like it was almost better before the surgery, even though she was really ugly. At least it was like a human ugly. You know, she was always really bad. She always had this weird, it just doesn't fit. Like, something is wrong with it. I mean, I wonder how long.
It looks like she's wearing a skin suit. Yeah. It looks like an alien or someone from a different world tried to do a caricature of a human.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an alien race is like created like a simulacra, like to try and infiltrate the world, and like this is what they came.
A lot of it, it's like you can't immediately put your finger on exactly what's wrong. Just all the proportions.
No, nothing fits right. The proportions are all off. It's just.
So if this,
like I said, I think it's crossed the uncanny valley. I don't think it's even that anymore. Like it's worse than that. Yeah, no, it's like when you see her in still pictures, it's not as bad because you can't hide when you're on video. You can have a still picture that
you can see like the musculature like flexing underneath the mask.
Why am I not getting this?
Like the animatronics quality that are like making that mouth move. You can actually almost see them.
This is not good and quality video.
And it's not even like it would be better if she was actually just like a dude.
Tonight in the race you
know? Whoops, sorry. This is like a really low res video. Why am I not getting? Can I change this? Why? Like, what is this shitty fucking?
I don't know. The one that I had was pretty crisp. But that's just one I linked to.
Yeah, it's just that you're hitting. It's just giving you lower res because of connectivity issues. So yeah,
I don't have connectivity. What the fuck? This is like. I mean, look at this. Look at the still shot of her. Look how fucking like airbrushed and faked out that is.
Oh yeah, that is not even that looks. That looks fake in and of itself.
That's a different person. Look, I mean, the cheekbones are way out, and the chin is so much smaller.
Nose is smaller too, but it's like, yeah, she doesn't look like that.
The race for Congressional District 11, you see the results right there. Political newcomer Laura Loomer refusing to concede tonight despite the race being called for her opponent, Daniel Webster.
We are losing our country because we have a lack of election integrity in our nation. We are losing our country because of big tech election interference.
Jesus Christ.
I am pleading with the Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously.
Fox 35.
Imagine being like the Jew that the Republican Party wants no part of. Imagine that.
Well, I think they're perfectly happy for her to continue to like eat up time and effort morons.
She eats up dissident so-called energy. You throw your it's even better when like your faction loses all the time, and then they can be mobilized to vote for J.D. Vance in November.
It's Connor Hanson.
Well, don't count on the fact that she'll always lose. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they actually squeeze her in there. It could happen, but like not this
year. Party in the villages tonight. So Connor, Loomer actually cried when she addressed her supporters. That was quite a moment there.
Yeah,
the guy's like in muted shock. He's like he's still trying to recover. He's like I'm not sure what I just saw.
I guess we probably don't have to watch this, do we? Beyond the
I want to go back to like the pause where they looked like a guy was trying to gather his wits. Like, look at his face.
Porters, that was quite a moment there.
Yeah, some intense moments.
It was like a Halberstam, like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's one way to describe it.
Sure, John, and she just wrapped up that speech a little over an hour ago, telling a large group of her supporters that she is not conceding. Now, this was a tight race through much of the night until her opponent, incumbent Representative Daniel Webster, pulled ahead and eventually won. Now, in that speech, Loomer claimed that we're in a voter integrity crisis and that we don't have free and fair elections. Of course, she still claims the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. She blamed the media, claiming her campaign didn't get enough attention. Loomer,
the teeth are so bad. Like, you can't fix that.
Dude.
Pointing out again.
It's just all out of proportion.
She is also blocked from most social media. Take another listen to that speech.
It just really, honestly, it just truly breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that we are in a position in this country today where the Republican Party establishment is participating in the voter fraud machine. And I stand.
I'm sorry, Laura. Let's actually. Okay, she's ugly. Yeah, but like
she knows that's not true. You don't even have to. I'm sorry.
How dumb
I'm
does she fucking think people are? I mean, apparently they keep living up to her expectations.
Well, dude, this is how dumb people are. Like Jews keep doing this. That like there is no shortage of people that are willing to fall for any psyop about a Republican election. That they are willing.
Here's the big problem, though.
People lap the shit. They love it. It's like, please lie to me about how you're going to defend my American values. Lie to me as long as you can. Tell me that you respect my whatever, or you maybe even in Lauren's case that you share them, my Christian views. Blah blah blah. Whatever. Just please, fucking grift me. Fucking psyop me.
So,
tell me what I want to hear so that I get nothing out of it. And just tell me that the next time I get nothing out of it, that I just have to do the same thing over again next time around. I mean, the pathetic thing here is
there's plenty of people that don't fall for her bullshit. The people that do are the ones that are like the so-called edgier people. I don't know how to describe them. They're not white nationalists, but they're somewhat adjacent to what, I don't know. Or maybe they are, and they just think this is like a good idea. So the funny thing is, there's this phenomenon where like she's not actually fooling anybody, but there's people that think that she's fooling people that vote for her because they're like, this girl is fooling people. And that's like where all of her votes come from.
Right.
And her main supporters, a lot of them are not actually this dumb. They just think everyone else is dumb. But in fact, the people that aren't involved in this fucking bullshit just vote for the other guy. And like, it's like, whatever. So, I mean, it's like, the other thing is like, if you want Zion,
that's a good one right there. Saul Goodman.
So, I mean, but it's like, I mean, the question is, though, how many people that know better, or maybe they don't, I don't know. I can't even say. There might be some people that are genuinely fooled by her. Like, I've seen some things where it seems that people that should fucking know better are, like, genuinely fooled by this stupid broad. But the question is this, like, how much, she's just doing this now to get money. Like, there's no election fraud. She didn't get cheated. And even if so, it's like, it's a Republican Party thing, whatever. But also, like, she's just going to fucking try and grift money. Like, she's just going to steal money based on this claim.
You know what's sad, though? She's eventually going to get elected.
She will eventually win, yes, at some point. They will find... Basically, what will happen is they'll have a district where somebody bows out. And she just... They'll find her a red district, the incumbent. Maybe it'll be the same one. Maybe this Daniel Webster guy will retire next election. And then she'll run, maybe only against this Soriano character or whatever. She'll win, and then she'll win because it's a deep red district. So they'll find her a safe seat, and they'll get her in. They'll probably have to have a thing where the opponent doesn't actually run very hard, but they can do that. They can create that.
I feel like they have no need or desire for her to be anywhere. She's just too cringe.
Yes, she's cringe, but again,
she exposes
I mean, we'll see where things go. I will work my hardest to make sure she never wins anything. But like, and I think the more this goes on, the more our case becomes obvious. Like, it's insulting that she's sitting there saying that, because the only reason she's saying that is to get money from people.
Right.
Now that the election's over, she's like, okay, it was fraud, give me money. And then people will do it. They're fucking dumbasses that will do it. And that's sad. And they should be people that, if you know of anybody doing this, you know, these people should be mocked and shamed and made fun of and pointed at and saying, you're fucking dumb. Like, why are you doing this? Not a dime should go to this woman. Not a dime should have gone to her. Not a vote should have gone to her. I mean, it's shameful that she even got this far. It's all of us should be rebuking ourselves for this. We've somehow failed.
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use eCheck, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
You know, we only have so much power, but, you know, I would say, yeah, like it's retarded to – why would you ever – what would you get? She's using you. You're not using her. She's not going to be able to do anything for you. And the Israel stuff, the Zio shit, like, the Jews don't need – the Jews are too smart than to vote for Laura Loomer. You should be smart too. Jews know better than to do it. But, yeah. I'm glad she lost, but it's like, you know, you got to make sure she always loses. Fuck this bitch. Fuck this whole fucking stupid fake thing they're doing. I hope it just – I want it all to fucking crash and burn and fail. Because it's just totally fake, and it's taking up your time. Taking up your time, your energy, your money, and you could have, like, you know, lazy man does twice the work. The people that thought this was a fucking lazy, easy way to get something done is go through some fucking fake Jewish skank. Well, you're going to find out. You're going to have to do twice the work in 2 years now, so.
Let's see what's going on with the copes on this.
It's truly pathetic.
We're so proud of you, Laura.
Why?
Why?
She's just an obnoxious Jew.
I mean, that like, the Yenta really kicked in that second clip. She's like,
oh my God.
I see Lauren Witzke is forwarding stuff from Ali Alexander. Why is Ali Alexander still allowed to say things and exist?
Why isn't that guy in jail? Seriously, so, 900 people are in jail. Why is he not one of them?
Gates or MTG could have put Loomer over the top. $200,000 more could have.
That's what they're saying?
That's what Alexander is saying.
Well, so he's already immediately, like, the grift is on. Immediately, like, $200,000 more. Start now. Give it, yeah. Did Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, not go and campaign for her? If so, that's
apparently
funny.
Not. Yeah, apparently not.
Well, I mean, why would you? I mean, I can't say I blame them. I mean, why would you want to associate?
How is this guy still allowed to be around?
Yeah, I mean,
he's a fucking snake.
Well, that's why he's still allowed to be around. That's why. I mean, he's still allowed to be around because he's essentially a fucking snake that, like, set people up and then turned them in, and therefore he's not getting arrested. Yeah. I mean, if somebody survives in this, you know, it's almost like someone like that, like, you know, if he's surviving because he's a snake. Like, that's the incentive structure given to you in America today.
Also, I like how if you scroll through his little feed here, everything that he discusses regarding this election has to do with money. Like, how much money was put into it versus the money the other candidate put into it. Obviously, it's more about finding a way to grift and get a little bit of that cash for himself. It's not like there's anything ideological here.
Oh, my God, dude. The first comment on this article... I sometimes wonder where this shit comes from. Putin's plan to undermine America started well before 2016. First, he had to set the groundwork for Americans accepting someone like Donald Trump. That meant agitating the far right by slowly inserting divisive propaganda into American society through cable and the internet. Radicalizing right-wing institutions like the NRA was another tactic. The American far right never even knew this was happening. Then the Russians had to select a candidate. Donald Trump was already indebted to the Russians through loans to cover failed business dealings, so they had power over him. He was popular in America and a perfect choice. Most of his foreign policy has benefited Putin or Russian allies. Putin rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel in the KGB. He was trained to infiltrate foreign governments, compromise politicians, businessmen, and others. Blah, blah, blah. So I don't know why this person is coming. I guess he's saying Loomer is like a Putin shill.
Yeah, it's the far right that's being divisive because the far right does things like Drag Queen Story Hour and Black Lives Matter.
Well, here's the funny thing. So then the person that responds says this. People do not understand the full scope of election interference. Most think it has something to do with voting and the polls. They do not think about propaganda and behaviors of others for candidates. It's like, so in other words, like, literally, this is like these are obviously libtards. But it's funny. It's like, okay, so the libtard thinks that election interference means, like, convincing somebody of an opinion that's, like, not allowed.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny.
It's like distributing misinformation. Like, did you read that article about where the Reuters attacked Odyssey and BitChute?
Yeah.
They just broke it down. It's like, this is stuff that they've deemed as misinformation. It's just, I mean, it's politically partisan.
Like Eric Stryker.
Well, just like they've deemed it like certain like partisan arguments are fact and the opposing view is misinformation. It's very convenient.
And Eric Stryker, they actually specifically mentioned Eric Stryker, and they said Eric Stryker is misinformation because he argues that the government should protect white people from black violence.
Yeah, I saw that.
That is definitely misinformation there. It's like, that's not even...
It was the weakest bants I've ever seen.
Well, it's like so what's the problem? You know, and the Pajit that runs that actually said,
if you don't like it, don't watch.
This guy's not...
You don't have to read it, yeah. Or you don't have to watch it. He did the old libertarian take. If you don't like it, don't watch it. But if you don't understand, like you're dealing with Jewish power, they're like, no, we want this never to be said, so no one hears it. Like, right? Yeah. Like,
That guy does understand that. The guy the guy that runs Odyssey is that Jim Kaufman, but they have that Chandra Pajit guy. Chandra, but again, here's the thing: libertarians, they have an ideology, and therefore because they have an ideology, whatever we think about it. Their behavior on these things will be somewhat predictable and will actually be principled.
Yes.
So the question is, one of the problems that Jews have is that early on in tech stuff, a lot of libertarian tech guys got into it and are still running some of it and have the technical capability, the know-how to run some of these things. And they want to basically eventually get all of them out so that they have people that they can, because conservative Christian nationalists are far less trust from our perspective, but from the perspective of Jews, they're more trustworthy. From our perspective, less trustworthy than libertarians. Libertarians, you can count on to behave in certain ways depending on what the situation is because they have an ideology that's predictable.
Yeah.
Christian nationalists and the Republicans and conservatives, they'll fucking, they have, it's not predictable what they'll do.
It's because the Christian nationalism is an op. It's a it's an attack.
Right, right.
Like, it's not like...
Right.
See, when you see when we say that, people get a little sensitive. They think talking about think we're talking about you, the dupe, who falls for it as being a bad person. It's like, no, you're just a dupe. It's the people running the scam that are evil, and they are predictably more reliable to Jews because they're there to run a Jewish op, which is to prevent actual nationalism from taking place because, oh, I can cynically use your Christian faith to make you work in your fucking work against your own fucking interests right. politically. Look, I did it.
Christian nationalism is literally the same thing as that old meme where, like, I'm not Christian, but I know you are, and I think if I make this argument, you'll do what I want. Yeah.
Christian nationalism.
Is that, like, writ large? That's what
also,
it is.
I don't have enough respect for you to actually appeal to your specific denomination. I'm just going to try to appeal to all of you at once.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, whose Christianity is Christian nationalism? Can we define that? Well, oh, my God.
It's the Jews' Christianity.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. If there is any definition at all. But it's just like, it's a total grift, and it's only there to stop actual white nationalism from prospering.
Yeah.
It's there to, like, literally make you... It's there to use your faith as a wedge to make sure that this... the online dissident right fractures even further. I shouldn't even call it that because that's not even
well. The theory behind this all this stuff is really funny because it's like, you know, the idea is that you're tricking people. So if you're tricking them, then you don't have any faith that they'll actually be pro-white. But Christian stuff, it's like it's not actually really just factual thing. It's not actually very popular in America anymore, and so and there's arguments to be made that just openly saying pro-white stuff or even dog whistling pro-white stuff, not dog whistling. Donald Trump in the first election did not dog whistle Christianity. He dog whistled
right.
white nationalism.
Right.
That's actually more popular or could at least earn you more votes or will in election. People have been appealing. Right wingers, Republicans are appealing to Christianity forever. They've been doing it for 50 plus years, probably even further back.
In fact, Trump,
so they've kind of tapped
that
out.
Trump was, like, accurately critiqued by the left as being insufficiently Christian for you right-wingers. What are you doing? And
that's
you
right.
voted for him anyway.
They were trolling people yeah. by saying, aren't you guys supposed to be Christians? This guy's not Christian. Yes, they were doing it. Libtards were trolling on that. And additionally, it's sort of like, you know, that's tapped. That's effectively, like, tapped out. Like, first of all, mainstream Republican Party.
He's a tradcath.
Yeah.
Right. And the mainstream Republican Party has been pro-Christian forever and been inserting mm-hmm. Christian rhetoric into their
yeah,
campaign
sure.
and stuff forever. So you've tapped that out. The X factor is white stuff. Nobody does that. Donald Trump dog whistled it and won.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you even like you don't even need the thing is you don't need to trick people. That's kind of my thing. Like you yeah. don't need to trick people. What needs to happen is that stop falling for ops and lend your voice behind the actual pro-white movement and make it so the fucking can't ignore it. All you do when you get behind these fake movements is make it easier for them to ignore white stuff because you yep. limit the number of people that are out there saying it.
Right.
If everybody that falls for these ops just went out and said pro-white stuff, now it doesn't mean you can't be a Christian. Obviously you can. No one's going to stop you from that. No one is interested in stopping you from that. Everyone's fine with that. The thing that they want to stop you from talking about is white people.
Right.
And that's not unpopular. So you don't – and even if it were so unpopular that you had to trick people and talk about it, then what's the fucking point? So what is the point of this? It's just – it's literally a time waster. What are you going to get out of it? You're going to get like some yenta fucking belting into a microphone about election fraud with tears streaming down her fucking awful plastic surgery face. It's just – that's what you get. That is what you get. Like that fucking spectacle.
Well, yeah, I mean, my idea of Christian nationalism is there's this. I'm not aware of any major denominations pursuing anything remotely nationalist in America.
No,
I can't think of a single church.
No, none of the mainstream churches are going to get behind you. So you're going to have to be an out. Like, you know, as you said, if Christian nationalist is a good way to get Christians, go to your church and talk about it. See what happens. Oh, you don't go to church.
Oof.
So I guess that's out. No, seriously. Everybody will tell you that they can't talk. Like so many guys that are like in our thing that are Christian will tell us I just don't really talk about race stuff at church. Or if I do, there's only a few guys I can talk about it with. But, you know, making an issue for the church at large is not an option.
And you better stay very far away from white nationalism. And just nationalism in general is probably going to get you in trouble. But you start talking explicitly about white racial interests. Yeah, you're done.
They probably, I mean, depending on the church. I mean, the other funny thing is, they might kick you out. which is actually contrary to Christianity, because every soul is supposed to be there to be saved by Christ. You're supposed to proselytize everyone. Christ went among the whores and the tax collectors and the thieves and whatever he did.
But
you know,
he went
among the scum to preach to them.
But did he go among Nazis? I don't think
so.
No,
he would never have done that. He would never have sullied his hands.
Sorry.
You know, somebody mentioned there was a talk I heard recently where somebody mentioned like that Christ was willing to hang out with like the whores and the tax collectors, but not like the lawyers. And I wanted to I wanted to be like, personal point of privilege, that just means Jew. Like anytime you see the word lawyer in the New Testament, it's a fucking Jew. He's talking about Jews.
Scribes.
Yeah, there's increasingly like sometimes they would say Pharisee. Increasingly, a lot of the newer texts are translating Pharisee as lawyer. It's not wrong. It's not entirely wrong, but it's like, you know, it's funny. Like you read the story of the give unto Caesar, right? Because, you know, that was all Bantz. Like the Jews were getting up trying to trick him into making himself a criminal by the Roman standards. And he Talmudically avoided that question. Like, you got to give him credit for that one.
No, that was good.
But it even says like two lawyers got up and challenged him.
Two lawyers.
If you read the verse itself, they're like lawyers in some translations. It's pretty funny.
All right. So if we're done attacking,
they should use the word attorneys. Two attorneys came to Christ.
We're done theologically attacking the Christian faith. Obviously, this is what we're about. So we should just take a break, and I'll work on posting this hour one, and we'll be back in a few. I'm gonna go have some fucking Mexican food. What?
One more point of privilege. Jesus could never have made a Talmudic argument because the Talmud didn't exist back then. But
people
point this out to me all the time.
He's also not a fucking like disgusting scumbag kike. He's Jesus, so there's that too.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
But he's got clever Scottish ways of turning the enemy's argument. I'll tell you this.
I'll explain it to you sometime, but Jesus was a Scotsman and he wore a kilt.
Oh, is this? No, is this CIA?
He turned water into single malt.
Well, you know how you can tell that he was a Scotsman? Because he was so clever.
There you go. All right, then.
Those clever bands, that's pure Scotsman. That's what Scots are definitely known for. Wait, right? He's really smart and snappy.
Is he the one true Scotsman? Is he the guy?
The only one, yeah.
Wow, there you go.
That's the one.
Wow, this has been a revelation. No pun intended. All right.
Well, he definitely had like the long brown hair and beard thing going on, so there's that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could just lend me a score of fish, I'll turn them into...
It's like, oh, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Consider the lily.
I'll gladly loan you a bob. You loan me a bob till Tuesday.
You loan me a loaf of... Meek will
inherit the earth and I'll pay it back.
You loan me a loaf of bread. I'll turn it into 400 by this afternoon.
If you please give me a fish. If you please give me a loaf, I'll give you a fish on Tuesday.
Give a man a fish, he'll eat for today. Loan a man a fish.
I'm sorry, that's mean. I don't want to do lending jokes about Jesus. That's
no. He was loaned bread and he returned. Yeah. No, that's actually no. Scotsman would never.
Not gonna do a lender.
That's how you know he's not a Scotsman. Because you gave him bread and he gave you fish back. No Scotsman would ever do that.
No, I'm just keeping the bread.
they just keep the bread. And if they had fish, you're not getting any of it.
Definitely not.
All right, I'm starving. Taking a break.
You were listening to The Daily Sower.